America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help us in this day? And Lord, whatever we say today, may it be a blessing to the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. We're studying the word opportunity, and we come to number 9 today. We're dealing with the letter T, and this is much like yesterday. We'll say this, invest your time. Time. Well, a friend of mine put it like this, time. Take time, invest time, make time, and examine time. I think that's pretty good, right? Take time. There's things you ought to take time for. Take time to smell the flowers. Look at the sunrise. Invest your time. Invest it in the work of the Lord. Invest it in prayer and in study of the Bible. Then make time. There's some things you got to make time for, right? You know, make time for your husband. Make time for your wife. Make time for your family. Make time. Amen. And then examine time. Just sit down and think about your day. Think about how does your day go. Think about where you're wasting time. I waste a lot of time. Think about that. You know, you say to a man sitting playing a game on a phone, and you'd say to him, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm just killing time." But then you go down to the hospital, and the man who's gasping for breath and has got 30 seconds to live, you say to him, "What are you doing?" He's not going to say to you, "I'm killing time." Ephesians 5:16 says, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Buy back the time. Time is precious. You know, I got saved at 11 years old. Now, I started preaching when I was 18, and I started serving the Lord. And I look back on time. You know, 18 years ago, I pastored here in Dobson, North Carolina, 18 years ago, and I've been gone from the church 18 years. It doesn't seem like that. But I've been at GBI now over 20-some years, almost, 24, 25 years, almost 30 years. And it just don't seem that time is just gone. Me and my wife were talking the other day, we've been married 19 years this year. Where's that time went? Time is gone. Time is something you can't get back. You see, today, there'll never be today again. Amen? Today'll be yesterday, and tomorrow'll be today. And so, take time today. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm 75, and I've failed miserably." All right? Live your last years for the Lord. Start right now and do something for God. Take time. Redeem your time. Amen? Figure out what is causing you to waste time. Figure it out. And the thing that's taking your time, get away from it. If it's taking too much time outside the Bible, get away from it. If it's taking too much time outside prayer, get away from that. Amen? And spend your time. I'm not saying you have to spend every minute in prayer in the Bible. God's given us things to enjoy. I think you ought to enjoy the mountains and the ocean. I think you ought to enjoy the sunrise, the sunset. I think you ought to enjoy good food. But let me say this to you. Time is important. Don't spend all your time vacating and traveling. You know, there's a lot of people, they love to travel. And they say, "Well, I want to see this site and that site." Well, you know, in the millennial reign, I'm going to get to see it all anyway. Why do I need to pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to go to Europe? I'll get to see it during the millennial reign if I want to see it, probably. Amen. The Lord said He'd give you the desires of your heart. And so what I'm saying to you, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going. There's nothing wrong with going to England. Nothing wrong with going to Spain. There's nothing wrong with going here or there. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just simply telling you that do what's important. Amen. And especially with your children, raise your children that church is the main thing on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Let them take time.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.